Hi there. I recommend every day taking some time, maybe 20 minutes, maybe longer. I used to do an hour every day in my time in Japan of just standing and feeling your body and not correcting. Not directing it, just feeling your body and taking the time to just feel without filtering, without controlling. And what happens when you do that? What do you do? What do you feel? Just using that as a blank canvas to start to get a sense of what's going on for you. It can be very challenging for people. Most of us are in this kind of fix-it mode throughout the day, all day long. We're in this fix-it mode, this control mode, this improving mode, this healing mode. And what is it to just stand there and stop all that and just feel what's actually going on for you? Your sense of the room may change. Your sense of your body may change. You may get a sense of strange vectors of movement through your body. You may become very emotional. You may become nauseous. And a few things I think are really important in this process, and three words I like to use are: we need to be very, very curious about what's actually going on in our system. We have to be curious. We can't just, kind of just be a little bit interested. You have to be deeply curious about what's actually going on, or you'll miss it. You'll miss it because you're not that interested. So you have to be deeply curious. And then second one is you have to be incredibly honest. So when things do arrive, when things do show up for you, I'm standing there and something starts to come up. Am I honest enough to really feel that, to let that come through? And chances are you aren't. You are not ready yet. But little by little, we start to feel that we're able to let things come through us. We're able to be honest enough to feel them and let them happen. And then the third one is we have to be courageous, because when we're curious, we start to really feel things, and then we have to honestly let them happen. And then as they happen, we have to be courageous enough to deeply let them penetrate us, to deeply let go into this thing that's trying to happen, this beautiful process. So being curious, being honest, and then having the courage to really let it do its work. These three aspects, I think, deeply changed me, and they continue to change me and deepen, and I think they're very important. So anyway, thanks so much.